Part 2. Return to Spirit Bear. Chapter 14. 6 months later. Cole hobbled slowly but without help down the sidewalk leading away from the hospital. No longer did he have full use of his right arm. His many scars made him stiff, and limping helped ease the pain gnawing at his hip. Garvey walked patiently alongside. Cole's mother followed several long steps behind. Beside her walked the guard who had arrived to escort Cole back to the detention center. The guard watched with a close eye. He had wanted to handcuff Cole, but Garvey took him aside. A heated discussion followed. Finally, the guard nodded reluctantly and allowed Cole to walk freely during the transfer. Cole's father had never once visited the hospital, nor had he chosen to be here today. Nobody mentioned him as the group crossed the parking lot toward a parked station wagon. His absence didn't surprise Cole. 1 month after Cole's return from the island, the police had arrested and formally charged his father with child abuse. He denied all accusations, of course, and paid bail before the ink dried on the warrant. He might have never been charged, except for Garvey's words to Cole's mother. Standing beside Cole's bed in the hospital, he had said to her, "This is what has come from your silence. Keep quiet now, and you share the blame." The next day, she reluctantly agreed to press charges and testify. During Cole's hospital stay, many people from the circle had visited him, including his mother. Her visits had been the hardest. She spoke little except to wring her hands and ask, "How are you doing?" Each visit, she repeated, "I love you. You know that, don't you?" Cole didn't know what to say at those times. Why now, all of a sudden, should he believe she cared? She visited every day, but that didn't prove anything. She still wasn't there at night. Nobody was there after dark when visiting hours ended, when Cole was left alone with his thoughts. That was when he relived the nightmare of the Molly and felt the ache of being alone. The fear, and yes, still, the anger. Edwin had been right. Anger was a memory never forgotten. But late at night, Cole also remembered the baby sparrows. And he remembered touching the spirit bear. He remembered the white hair and the gentle eyes, black orbs that peered patiently at him through the dark. Remembering those eyes brought Cole a certain calm. Cole hugged his lame right arm in close to his chest as he turned and glanced back at the hospital. It felt good to be leaving. It had been 6 months since the spirit bear sank its teeth into his hip and arm and raked his chest into hamburger. Even now, red puffy scars still crisscrossed Cole's body and served as painful reminders of the mauling. Although his body had begun to heal, Cole knew that many more months of therapy lay ahead. "What happened to your body would have killed many people," the physical therapist had said. "You're lucky to be alive, and your body will continue to react to the trauma for a long time. You will never have full use of your right hand again. Some nerve damage and blood flow will repair itself, but you'll always have areas of weakness, numbness, and poor circulation. Damaged muscle and cartilage will stiffen your joints. Wounds will build scar tissue. That can cripple you if you let it. Fight back. Stretch, run, push, pull, anything to expand your range of motion. You are in a battle with your body now. Lose, and you end up crippled the rest of your life.